If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's a Sunday, and that means it is Second Watch right here on Ryer on YouTube. Travis Ryer back with you following the Alabama Crimson Tide's 30-14 win over the top 20 Vanderbilt Commodores. Came to Tuscaloosa with a lot of bravado, left with a 16-point loss due in large part to Alabama playing at a top 10 level over those final three quarters of action Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Without further ado, let's get into the highlights and lowlights from the Crimson Tide's second SEC win of the season. And to do that, of course, we're going to get rid of my big head here. Less of me, more of the football, right? That is a formula we abide by here on Second Watch. There we go. I think we've got it just about set up now. Vanderbilt won the toss Saturday, elected to defer, and that looked pretty big as we got late in the second quarter, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. As it is, Vanderbilt is going to kick off the football here on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Tuscaloosa. I'm always big on opening kickoffs, whether Alabama's returning or covering, because I like to see the personnel out there. And there you see it for Alabama. Cole Adams is going to be sort of the protector for Lottie Brooks. You've got Jay Lindsey as one of those tight ends leading the way. That's pretty common when you watch return units. You get a lot of tight end involvement. Caleb Edwards in there as well. Luke Metz, the freshman linebacker. Looks like right here, Lottie might hit a seam, but Metz, his guy comes off the block there and is able to make a nice play. It's a nice play by 20 for Vanderbilt. And so Alabama going to set up shop from inside its own 30. Alabama comes out in 11 personnel, or at least on this second and nine play. Alabama in 11 personnel. Going to motion Jam Miller back to the backfield. Try to get a little tip. Zone or man? This is going to be zone from Vanderbilt. Going to pull the play side guard. Going to pull Parker Brailsford. Give it to an offset Jam Miller. This is nice work here. You got down blocks from Wilkin Formby there at the right tackle position. Josh Cuevas doing a pretty good job there at the point of attack. Geno Vandermark with enough on his guy. Not exactly a huge kick out, but you just don't want to miss there either. I mean, the guy's kind of helping you. He's kind of taking himself out there. You don't have to, you know, go for the pancake or the glory play there. So Vandermark does his job. You see Brailsford wrapping around. You're getting some decent blocking out here on the perimeter. And one thing Jam Miller does, he plants that foot and gets upfield, gets north and south. And so, like it, even on a second and nine, you stay with the run there, does Ryan Grubb, and you are rewarded in the form of a chunk run for Jam Miller to get this opening possession moving towards midfield. Now, this is second and five. This is a split zone look. This is going to be some more good work by this offensive line right here, too. Jam between the tackles. You see your tight end across the formation getting his job done in the split zone. Watch Cam Dewberry. It's good enough. Brailsford, once again, doing his thing right there in the middle of that offensive line. Caden Proctor, good enough. And that is that's Derek Meadows up there at the top of the screen. It's fun to go back and watch Alabama sometimes because they play so many people, and some people they play very early in games and you don't realize it in real time. But yeah, that's the freshman wide receiver. If you want to run the ball, a 6'6 wide receiver that'll get after it as a blocker, probably not a bad inclusion to that. Alabama now faced with a third and four. You got the three to the field. You got a nub down here with your tight end into the boundary. Jam offset to Ty Simpson's right. shotgun snap from Brailsford. This kind of looks like RPO, but yeah, the way they're blocking it, it's RPO. But Ty going to work that smokish screen out here. This is a good play by Vanderbilt. This is how you play this defensively. Watch these two DBs. They come up, take it on. Isaiah Horton isn't exactly the ideal guy that you have out there if you're Alabama as a blocker in front of that. He wasn't terrible, but Vandy does a good enough job there on third and four of setting the edge with Bernard and Horton out there that the linebacker is able to run and make that play there on Ryan Williams, just short of the line to gain. So it sets up that fourth down. Alabama from a tight formation. The thing is, one of these guys isn't like the others, right? You got these tight ends in the game, three tight ends, and you got Isaiah Horton, though, kind of hiding in here. I don't know if this set off an alarm for the Vanderbilt defense. Probably as much as anything, you got a hot quarterback, and Vanderbilt knows it. And Vanderbilt understands that, look, this guy – Ryan Grubb isn't going to be afraid to take some shots here with this guy playing as well. If anything, what Alabama attempts to do right here, it probably works better if your quarterback isn't playing well, because then they're totally not expecting it. This sort of played into Alabama's tendencies, or what you would expect in a fourth and one. You had to be alert for a shot. So tie under center, and you get Quavis and Horton working that boundary side of the field. Not exactly sure on these routes. I'm not sure if both guys went inside initially and one was supposed to either switch release to the outside or maybe stay to the outside, but it's convoluted in there. It's muddy. And so on fourth and one, Ty lets it rip early in the play. Maybe Jam was going to release, but this was shot all the way in this situation. And height number four, he gets this one, but as we're going to show you throughout the video, mostly for number four, it was a tough day. Although he did overcome what was initially called a targeting on the field, was able to stay in the game. But just trust me, that sort of concept that we're talking about, route concept, we'll see it come to fruition later in the game. And Alabama made some serious hay, no fewer than three times by my count. Wasn't the worst thing either, because Height actually caught the football down inside the 10. At least initially, it wasn't the worst thing. I mean, if he just knocks the ball down, the field position is going to be a lot better for Vanderbilt. So it's almost like an inside the 10 punt. But Vanderbilt with a nice job. Again, kind of anticipating after seeing Georgia, especially on tape. Ryan Grubb, not afraid to take some shots in some situations where a lot of coordinators probably would be a little more timid. So Vanderbilt on offense, and Diego going to motion a guy to the field. Tim Beck, his offensive coordinator, going to give him a layup here. You know, quick, easy throw to kind of get him going. Diego's certainly more confident out there on the corner than sitting in the cup, as we'll see throughout this game. And look at Diego around the pile. Diego trying to clean up around the pile, the quarterback. So now you got a second and one for the Alabama defense. Some jet motion. This is certainly QB counter. Pulling those backside guys. Sitting too bad from Justin Jefferson right here. See how he keeps that outside shoulder clean? He's not going to give up the sideline. He's in good shape with his safety help behind him. And in doing this, what he does is he frees up Edrick Hill, because he does push Pavia back to the middle of the field. Edrick Hill able to absolutely bring it on Diego Pavia. You think they were looking for that shot all week? Yeah, I'd say the Alabama defense was. So still, you're playing a second and four a couple of snaps later. So Vanderbilt's getting what they want on first downs early, because this is where Vanderbilt, with all the improvement in terms of explosive plays, and Diego is supposedly improved as a passer and all this, this is still Tim Beck and Diego Pavia's comfort zone. Second and four. This was what last year was in Nashville when the Doors converted 12 of 18 thirds. But right here, this goes back to fitting it up against the run. And as we'll see here, you don't have James Smith, remember, for the first half of this game. And so watch this cutback by Cedric Alexander, the running back for Vanderbilt. You got a double on Tim Keenan. I guess this is duo, I would say, more so than just straight zone, because you got double. Deontay is going to run to the gap and sort of take it on. And he gets picked up there. Here's Edrick Hill. Look at this double team and what it's doing to your, what becomes your play side defensive end. And then you get your corner running up into this. So you get your two for two. Diego's influence on your defense is holding some people right here as a runner. And so you don't have enough hats once this cut is made. Once Deontay's really accounted for too, and your support guys are here and here, about 4 and 5 yards off the ball. Alexander is 28 and he's 88 and he's out the gate. And so a continuation of what we saw too much of from the Georgia game. And it's something that's got to continue to improve. It got better. It did get better. This was the one big one for a Vanderbilt running back. Now, Diego's going to have a big one coming up a little bit later, too. The problem here is, and what ended up proving big for the Alabama defense, was that even on Diego's run, they kept it out of the end zone, gave themselves a chance to play red zone defense. You know, right there, you're not even giving yourself a chance to play defense. You know, you're giving up 65 for a touchdown. So Alabama down 7-0 now. Had some holding penalties early in the game. Parker Brailsford, Cam Dewberry here in the first quarter both got hit with a couple. Penalties-wise, still a real positive for this team, though. Couple of games in a row now that they've been able to keep the penalties to a reasonable number. Now, look at this formation. This is Tennessee-ish, isn't it, with these wide splits and these stacks out here? And this is where four for Vanderbilt, and just the safety on that side, too, without knowing the calls, it may or may not have been all on four on height. But watch this. Start working these sort of wide splits and these switch releases. And see, this time up here with Quavis and Isaiah Horton, Quavis works inside. Horton switches to the outside. Protection is pretty good, but Ty knows where he's going. Hole shot. Really don't even have a safety over the top of this one. Well, there he is. See how late arriving eight is? That'll show up. That'll show up more than once here as we work through it. So Vandy was right on that first possession, but beginning with this play from those wide splits, they weren't right for much of the rest of the afternoon. So you're going to show some counteraction here with Vandermark pulling from the right guard position, Quavis following him, inserting into the hole here. This is a veteran back right here, man. Jam Miller just pressing that whole textbook, you know, subtle in his movements, not trying to do too much with the run. Good job there by the interior. Isaiah Horton up here. It's a nice job by one. That's better. It's better than what we saw the first couple of three games for sure. Yep. Dewberry off that left side. Caden Proctor with a good down block. Really put six in a tough position all day, the safety. Coverage and against the run. He gets enough of Jam right there, but that's an explosive run for Jam Miller, who had a huge day, nearly 130 rushing yards for the vet. From the state of Texas, Alabama fans fired up. And so early on, you've established. Look, everybody was worried about Vanderbilt's ability to run the ball. And reasonably so. Understandably so, after Alexander's big play for a touchdown. But Alabama answering here. Another first and 20. You had the penalty on Dewberry. Set you back. Too many first and second and 20s on Saturday. And Kalen talked about it post-game. Alabama's built in a way they can overcome a lot of third and eights, third and tens, but third and 15s are going to be tough. That's why on first and 20, though, in these situations, very important to go get what you can get. And this is, look at the influence of the play action here. You got this flow out here because you got Riley and your ability to use Bernard as a back, essentially, give you more of a two-back set. He can turn 11 personnel into 21 personnel. And so tie off of that play action. This is ripped in the middle of the field. These two high safeties for these defenses, they keep playing it. And if they do, this is where you got to go with the football. Vanderbilt had kind of a aggressive coverage on it, kind of like what we'll see from Keon Sab on a big play later in the game. But Rico Scott, a lot of credit. It doesn't, at the time, it doesn't come off as a big play because it's first and 20 and he picks up, what, 10 or so. But it, again, it gives you a chance in those really negative scenarios where you at least have a shot to pick it up. Alabama does not pick it up. So now it's fourth and 9, and here comes Connor Talty from 47 yards out. If you remember last week against Georgia from distance, what did Connor Talty do? He toe-wrapped one. Duck hook to the left. And kind of like the old golf analogy, the correction will come in the form of a miss to the right a lot of times. Hit it pretty good, just pushed it out to the right. Talty from that point forward, really good the rest of the afternoon. So this is counteraction for Vandy with 70, the guard pulling around, 44, tight end, fullback tight pulling around. Try to get you looking at this out here. And then just to do what they want to do. And that's run Diego by design, kind of at the same spot where they hit you, not the same action, but, you know, really testing that side there with Edrick Hill in the game. And you see your support to the outside, you're kind of caught inside there with your second level defenders. Justin Jefferson, though, does a nice job of, again, giving Alabama a chance to play defense. Bray Hubbard was going to be there, too. Diego's mom, very happy early in the game. And so it's another explosive runs. Vandy with two runs in the first quarter that totaled 101 rushing yards for the Commodores. Alabama, from that point forward, did a pretty nice job, I'd say, against the run. So first and 10 for the Doors from inside the Alabama 30. Got you spread out here a little bit. It's a four-man pass rush for the Crimson Tide. Diego initially sort of looks you off to his right. So now you got your kind of got your backers stacked over here, your second level guys stacked, and that's going to leave Deshaun Jones out here to the field playing some zone, playing like a cloud coverage from the Husky position, but you got a lot of green in between he and his help back here and Justin Jefferson. Diego's, he's going to go there pretty much all the time. That's the throws he likes. That's the throws he's comfortable with if he's going to sit in the pocket. Maybe a little too comfortable in that situation. This is really nice from Xavier Brown because you're in man now. Up to the top of the screen. Diego sees it. He says, I'm going straight there into the boundary. Xavier in phase, eyes to the quarterback, gets that hand up, knocks it away. One of two pass breakups for Xavier Brown in the game. Does a nice job with his eyes on the second one, as we'll see coming up. So now it's third and 10. This is dimes rabbitish, I'd say, from the Alabama defense. You got Kelby Collins in here at an end or as an edge. You got Yonze kind of standing up in the middle, coming from that angle. You're running some games off of that. Justin Jefferson, watch him right here at this top hash initially. He's coming too, but what a nice job he does of coming off. This is five-man pressure. And look who's right here in the middle of the field for later reference. Kind of taking care of that. Taking care of that middle of the field preference down here in the red zone. This is Eli Stowers right here at the bottom of the screen at the 10 for Vanderbilt. Look at Diego's eyes. Down here, man, that's his guy. You know, both New Mexico State teammates and Understandably so. Stowers is really, really good. But Diego on 3rd and 10 realizes he's not going to get it there if he goes to Stowers. And Diego, like so many quarterbacks, we see it from Ty Simpson in this game too. They want to convert every third. And so he's always going to trust his legs if it comes down to it. Because you can see right here, you're marked up on Stowers. That wasn't going to work. So Diego leaves the pocket. Justin Jefferson with a nice job coming off. You had it forced to a field goal. So this was a win in this particular situation. But boy, it becomes so much more when Justin Jefferson's able to get that football out. Big Tim Keenan falls on it for the Crimson Tide. The first of a couple of red zone takeaways for the Alabama defense. Just huge. This is one of those that, you know, goes to review and kind of feels like whatever it's called on the field, it may have been called not because of the hand, because Diego wasn't down with that, but maybe the shin. Very close. I thought in review it actually reaffirmed it, but it was so close, I think, that whatever the ruling was on the field, that's what Birmingham or wherever was going to stick with. Huge takeaway for the Alabama defense. Now Alabama from that condensed formation once again. 1st and 10 from the 8-yard line. Kevin Riley in the game. I think we did see a little bit of Daniel Hill too. Actually, that's jam, right? Yeah, look at this work. Yeah, this is jam. This is good stuff. Danny Lewis at tight end too. I'm liking what he's doing because he's being asked to take on 250 to 280 pound guys on a consistent basis. And he's doing a nice job of that. You look at Brailsford right here. You're hatted up, aren't you? Across the board, you're hatted up. And this, all you see of Dewberry is his back because he's rolling his guy. Look at that pancake right there in the middle of the field. Proctor doing a nice job taking his guy 8-9 yards before contact at least. Jam decisive, running with power, running with more comfortability, I would say. He didn't, to me, run timid against Georgia, but it was his first game. So there was still going to be a little bit of a feeling out process. Not so much against Vanderbilt. He knew what he wanted to do, and he was very confident in his physical ability to do it. So a 2nd and 6 for Alabama from about the 25. Again, tie under center. Actually going to get Parker out in front of this. This is sort of a zone, a little bit of a zone with Brailsford out in front. Watch Wilkin Formby right here, 75. I mean, this is good stuff. Again, you got three guys taking care of two. And then watch Formby, who's in the game now at right guard. This is really good from Michael Carroll, the freshman right here at the hash mark. Watch Formby just take his guy. See you later. And now you've got Chunks. Jam doing a nice job again, maximizing runs as best he can, hitting some of those chunk runs for this Alabama offense in the first half. 3rd and 3 now early in the second quarter. 2x2 formation. Kind of a play action. Vandy isn't buying it, though. You can see the backers. They're getting to the flats. Vandy's bringing this slot corner down here. This is nice in protection from Caden and Jam Miller, because this is something that has given them problems in the past. When this guy comes, Caden sometimes will, you know, react to that. And then you end up with a free runner here between your guard and your tackle. But watch Jam and Caden kind of work together. Caden stays with the guy on the inside rush. Jam was so good in pass protection for so much of the game yesterday. Picks his guy up. And Ty, again, sort of working that concept. Man, he knows right now. See these two defenders? Is this 4? Yeah. Fits that whole shot in there. There's that safety. 8. 8 is late for Vanderbilt for much of the game. Anticipation, confidence, accuracy. And knowing that you got a guy in Jeremy Bernard that even with that safety coming hard, he's going to hold on to the football for you. Fourth and seven now for Alabama from the Vanderbilt 35. This is five-man protection. Michael Carroll doing the job again. Caden Proctor doing the job against Capers. You got the release. Alabama does a lot of seven-man look protection at the snap, but then really Cuevas and Miller are going to get out into the route. This takes some real belief in your guy. Now, Vandy's playing off. But this is one of those little things that's big. Ty gives Josh Cuevas such a good ball early that even though he catches it 3 yards short of the sticks, he's got a great shot to go convert this. Now, watch Jeremy Bernard coming back here. Jeremy Bernard looking for work. Watch this. Dink. Yep. Cuevas, after the catch, was really good again, running through people. Done a nice job of that during his time at Alabama. That's a big fourth down conversion for Ty Simpson and the Alabama offense. Now you got a second and seven from around the Vandy 15. You got the two tights on the field with Lewis and Cuevas, two wide receivers. I think this is Ty right here, isn't it? Yeah, you fake that toss. You get all this flowing out here to the left because look at your linemen. Actually, something I would think Alabama will come back to because the numbers look good if you actually run this to jam out here into the boundary. But you run action off of it. It's almost like a new era boot. Ty sprints out to his right. Capers 29 in pursuit. I think Capers will play in the NFL. I don't know it without knowing his measurables really off the top of my head. I was very impressed with him. But that's also NFL. That's Ty Simpson with the footwork and the eyes up. And this felt like the Georgia touchdown to Horton last week a little bit in terms of either really, really forward-thinking play design or just the adjustment. It's coaching either way. This is good coaching that Ryan Williams early in the route, as we'll see, understands that six is going to take away the leverage to the cone. And so here it is. Watch Ryan. Yeah, I mean, this guy's taking away that. Set it down. Oh, yeah, that's just great coaching, great adjustment in route. And watch this rip. Footwork, eyes up, a dart to Ryan Williams to tie this thing up at seven. Yep. Ryan Williams, big game on Saturday. Continuing to work back from a little bit of a sluggish start. Hell, it was a sluggish start for everybody, man. It wasn't just Ryan Williams. So now Vanderbilt, midway through the second, going to line it up on a third and nine. Got the field spread out, trips to the field. Alabama is in its dime. We saw some Dre Kirkpatrick Jr. too on the back end. There's Dejon Lee at this corner down here. Did some really good things. I don't think we have his pass breakup in this package, but he had a really nice pass breakup at the pylon there in the second quarter and did some good things in support too as sort of a forced defender. So third and nine. And Diego, you know, after the fumble and Alabama got some heat early enough, I'm not saying he was seeing ghosts, but I think Alabama affected him enough in the first quarter or so. And he doesn't want to stand in there anyway. I mean, that's not his thing. Yonzi Pierre getting some pressure there, and you're able to get off the field. So everything's looking really good now. Feels like Alabama's got this thing settled down. And some scary moments at 7-0 Vanderbilt, force the big turnover, go down on a hell of a drive from Ty Simpson in the offense, get it tied up, get the football back. 7:36, still plenty of time in the half to go down and really take control of this thing. There's Daniel Hill releasing to the top up there in the game. This is five-man protection. Looked like Ty maybe wanted to come down here to Lottie Brooks, but Vandy's got you pretty well marked up. And this was something that was, I think, a little problematic throughout the game. And the one of the things you worry about maybe with rotating linemen as much as they do, the interior linemen, you had some A-gap issues throughout the game in protection. You had some situations where Parker Brailsford's looking to his right and your guard on the left or the right is looking, you know, to his left or right, and you're leaving free runners right up the A-gap. That was a bit of a problem on Saturday. Third and 10 for Vandy now. This is totally uncomplimentary football because the defense gets the offense the football with momentum. The offense proceeds to produce a stinker of a possession. Blake Dowd produces a stinker of a 30-yard punt. And now Vandy has a chance to really assume control because there's 2:56 left in the half, and Vandy's getting the football to open the third quarter. Diego, this is where the shovel pass came in. Once Alabama started to clean things up against the run, this is where the shovel came in. It's so hard to defend. This is really cool play design because Tim Beck uses the back going one way to influence your second level guys. Yonzi Pierre, all it takes is one step too much. And it's tough because all week you're hearing Diego, Diego, Diego. And you're clean on him right here. But sometimes you're too clean. And just a step. You know, if you play that more with your lateral movement than getting up the field, you're probably going to be better off. But this is the first one of two that Vandy showed. And that action to Alexander this way keeps this backer in there long enough that this backside tackle, as you'll see also on the touchdown coming up, can get what he needs going the other way of that same backer. And now Alexander, good back. And he talked his talk, kind of backed it up too. Didn't get the W, but he'll run through some stuff as well. And by the way, this is a play that, you know, is kind of coming. It's kind of a quarterback power on short yardage, pull the guard. Nakai Hill Green in the game gets a little bit of Pavia. This is why this is tough though, man, because it's third and one. They can get a first down at the 5, which should mean that Alabama's out of timeouts now because Alabama had burned the timeouts trying to get the ball back, which I liked. But, you know, you give up the first down. Now it's first and goal from inside the 5. And you're thinking, what, Vandy's going to be able to get this thing either to 10-7 or 14-7, and Alabama's not getting another possession in the half. Watch this. This is the same shovel. It's actually a wrapper that they pull around here to get this backer. See Nakai Hill Green? Like, he sees, I'm sure he sees Alexander pivot back, and he goes, oh, crap, here it comes again. Kind of loses his footing a little bit between that action to the left and that bit of a stumble. Now he's got 50 in his grill, and he can't get leverage on the back. Deontay tries to wrap around and get over the top. Alexander runs through that pretty easily, and it's a Vanderbilt touchdown. Which, look, if Vanderbilt was going to score in that situation, scoring with 1:33 to go in the half was as good as Alabama could have hoped for. Now, obviously, you'd like to just get the stop. But realistically, watch 50. See Nakai, 41. He's got that back. He's got his eyes to the back. And then LT Overton has what Pierre had on the previous one. And he tries to break it down. He does. He probably plays that a little bit better than Yonze did. It's about the same thing. And now Nakai is under that puller. Alexander steps right through Deontay Lawson, and into the end zone. But again, you're going to get a possession at least. And with the clock stopping on first downs inside 2 minutes, go down and maybe get a field goal attempt. But with this quarterback and these receivers, who's to say you can't go get it all, right? So Ty Simpson here on a 3rd and 2. I like this. I either like the play call or I like the side adjustment from Ty and Ryan, because Vandy is bringing at least six. They're bringing six, okay? So they're bringing pressure, and they're playing more man coverage to the top, but to this side, they're soft. And I think it's a good thing Ty wasn't going to the top for a couple reasons, perhaps. First, because Vandy's in pretty good shape up there, and that's not an easy throw, but look at this contact right here, this pick up top. If you throw it up there to the Vandy sideline, I think there's a good chance you get called for offensive PI right there. But again, like the adjustment down here, just sit it down and then give this guy after the catch a chance. I thought right here he might split everybody, but this safety was in good enough shape, got just enough to keep it to the 40. And then you get the targeting call initially on 4. And, you know, I didn't think it was crown of the helmet, but also didn't think Height actually could see what he was hitting. Right. Watch this. I mean, at contact, he's obviously lower in the head and can't see what he's hitting to the neck and head. But it's tough for Alabama because keeps Height in the game, although you may have wanted that after what you do coming up here. And you also don't get the penalty yardage from the targeting call. So you're still out at the 40 on a 1st and 10. Ty initially looks right. And then decisively, after maybe one hitch off his back foot, is going to drive this thing the other way. There you go. Nice ball to Jeremy Bernard. Another first down. Now you're inside the 30 with 23 seconds left. And here comes watch 4 again down here. Height had the interception early. And then, you know, those wide splits, those Tennessee splits. You work kind of this switch release down here. You get these two guys together, these two Vandy DBs. Now, Height's going to kind of sit it down right there. Jeremy's going to keep running. Probably even had Quavis in the middle of the field if you wanted it, but this is what you were wanting. This was the primary, because look at Ty already. The ball's coming out now. 4 can't get enough depth. This was reminiscent kind of the Devontae Smith Tua play against Georgia in the Natty game back in January 2018. Safety sitting on that hash over there. You're not supposed to try that whole shot. Seems like teams aren't that worried about it anymore. Hits the whole shot. Bernard once again takes the hit. 8 is late. And it's a tie game going to the half. Just absolutely huge. So Alabama defensively in the red zone, even when it was wrong, it was right. Didn't get the stop in the red zone on the previous possession, but inadvertently, it turned out to be a good thing because you got the football with a chance. Right here, you see it. I think 4 kind of knows what they're doing here, but the anticipation and the ball and the timeliness from Ty, it made it all right. Kept going at 4 in these situations. This is perfect. And Jeremy knows the hit's coming. Plays through it. So 3rd quarter now, 14-14 game. You get the stop. Alabama defense gets a very nice stop to come out to start the 3rd quarter. Backed up at your own 12 on a 1st and 10. Little play action. This is nice from Ty because Capers, no, it's not Capers. Capers is on this end. But, I mean, Ty's getting heat, which I think by design you were okay with that if Quavis was going to get that sort of release, but it's still got to happen. And there's a lot of quarterbacks that go rat trap in that situation and just take the sack back at the 2. Ty does a nice job getting it to Quavis, and then Air Quavis Look at the hurdle. Najee Harris back in Tuscaloosa. Najee with that Achilles injury. Hope that works out okay for him. But Quavis, impressive athlete. After the catch, man, this guy kind of feels like he can't be faded. First and 10 out at the 24 of Alabama. Motion, Quavis back, kind of balance out the formation across. Looks like a seven-man protection, but you're releasing Quavis late. Watch this pickup, too, by Jam, right on the hash mark. That's good stuff. And so it frees up Ty to come back to Ryan Williams. And there's four again, working on him. Williams with a big, big play. Unfortunately, the sequence after that wasn't one that'll be on Alabama's offensive highlight film. That was the, I think, third and five where you had Bernard at the Wildcat quarterback. You had some option in some of these red zone or red zone-ish situations in the game too. Some zone read, maybe Ty kept when he shouldn't have. So some of these red zone field goals, I'm sure, you know, the staff will be talking about this week about we got to be better, and not just the players. But Talty comes on from 38. You're a little bit nervous after that first miss. This is a nice job by Dowd. That snap wasn't perfect. Dowd handled it easily, got it set down nicely, and that's what you want to see from Talty. He's perfect from inside 40 so far this year. It's just beyond 40 where the problems have come in. And if we're being honest with college kickers, that's still, if you got a guy perfect from inside 40, that's where your expectations should probably start. If you're expecting perfect from everywhere, you're going to be disappointed. Third and one for Vandy here. Going to show some split zone. This is a zone keep. And this is where Pavia can get in trouble sometimes. He has so much trust and confidence in himself. I'm thinking if he gives it to the back there on a foot, you know, you're going to convert it. But Pavia decides to keep, and now Alabama's in great position with Yonzi Pierre. You know, and I like this from Damani Jackson. Gets beat up on a little bit. Probably deservedly so at times. But at least this time, his outside shoulder is clean. He's not just totally consumed by a tight end type here. You got Bray Hubbard in pursuit. This is really good. This was a good game for Yonzi Pierre to play in. This is a game where you need a Yonzi Pierre. Twitchy, long, and obviously does his work because his eyes didn't just deceive him throughout the game. So Alabama with the football back now on a third and nine from just across midfield. What you got here? Six-man protection. Vandy bringing four. Ty going to let it rip against that cover two. There's two deep safeties. This dig route is just going to continue to be a real problem. This might have been Tampa too, because it looks like you got, that might be Lotsier Brooks running right down the middle of the field and taking this safety with him, which just creates more space. Look at all this space under these safeties. This is a DB on the ground after Bernard runs the end cut. And you see these safeties back here. Look how far back they are. All this room for these crossers. I mean, if you're a Vandy fan, that's Jeremy Bernard on third and nine. That's way too easy. But the protection, again, what it needed to be, and the anticipation and accuracy from Ty Simpson, what it needed to be as well. First and 10 for Alabama. This is 11 personnel. You got a tight end on the field with the three wides. Little play action look. I think that's part of the reason why Alabama was able to run the ball pretty effectively too. Vanderbilt's linebackers really didn't suck up on the play action or get influenced by it as much as Georgia's guys did. And that cover too, you should be able to run it against it behind that. Ty looking out to his right. This is this is where Ty needs to be more Ty and less Tysman. Because right here, look at his check down. He wanted to work his right. It's not there. Okay, I understand. I mean, you want to make this a 10-point game. I get it, too. It's not just because you're trying to hit your plays. You're trying to put Vanderbilt away. But there's still a quarter and a half of football to play. So even if you do hit the big play here, you know, this isn't going to end the game. And, you know, last week you had an opportunity to make a field goal easier for your kicker and you didn't come down. Don't check it down to Jam Miller here. And this is first and 10 too. I mean, just take the 4 yards. But Ty goes into kind of that mode we saw against Florida State. And it looks like Rocky chasing the chicken. You know, Sylvester Stallone. And this ain't going to end well, you know. And it also leads to an unneeded review, but they're gonna let this play out. I mean, that's the protocol, obviously, now. You know, let it play out, send it to review. Ty with the non-fumble fumble. You'll see it right here. Wrist. Unlike Diego, who had a hand down, the other hand down, but the wrist wasn't down. Now another one, forearm, knee, yeah. I think Sean McDonough said on the broadcast he was down about three different ways. I think that was the case. But it's, you know, it goes back to the initial decision. The sack does. That 4 sacks given up on the day, and you know, this is a prime example of you can't just go by the box score and say, wow, Alabama struggled in pass protection. It, you know, a lot of times it goes back to the quarterback too. So now you're trying to overcome again one of those negative plays, be a penalty or just TFL or sack, and it's 3rd and 6 from the Vanderbilt 24. Vandy brings the pressure. And this dropper kind of accounts for Bernard. You can see Ty where he's looking here. He takes away Bernard. That's a nice job. The problem for Vandy is they got two defensive linemen dropping. They bring 5, but this big defensive tackle now is in spy mode. And Ty does a nice job this time of being decisive in his work up into the pocket. And this defensive tackle can't get there. Ty does a good job of moving the chains here, as we'll see. Inside the 15. And Alabama now with another chance late in the third to kind of push this thing out to 10. Not able to do it. It's another red zone field goal attempt for Talty from 30 yards out. Good snap. Good spot. Perfect. Just need to convince Connor that the ones outside of 40 are 30 yarders. Because it's not a leg strength thing. Just hit them like that. Those are splitting the sticks. 3rd and 1 for Vandy now in a 20-14 game early in the fourth quarter. These red zone-ish field goals, you're not liking them. This is gotcha from Tim Beck of Vanderbilt. This is nice. This is a shot on a 3rd and short, but it's a shot to a guy you're not anticipating it going to. Sort of a third team tight end. And somewhere up in here, somebody either didn't take the tight end or maybe it's just too good of a play call because you're in kind of man free with Hubbard here in the middle of the field. But you got Lawson and Justin Hill kind of playing this guy. You got to consider the quarterback still, too. That's where he puts stress on you. 3rd and 1, you're thinking, he's going to run the football again. That's what he tried to do earlier, and you got the stop. And this is kind of Tim Beck's answer to that. Okay. We'll throw it with him out on the edge. Hubbard does what he needs to do here to stop this thing short of the end zone. Again, give yourself a chance to play red zone defense. I mean, it's you don't like to give that up, but if you give yourself a chance in the red zone, you got a chance to do what Alabama did a couple of times. And on both of these takeaways in the red zone for Alabama, Diego wanted his guy. You know, he came off of Stowers earlier and ran it before he fumbled. And right here, all the way, he kind of gave a little bit of a token glance to his left, but he was coming back to his right. Because look at the crosser right there. I mean, that's the guy who hits you for the gotcha. It's first and 10, you know. But he's going to go to his guy right here in the middle of the field. Alabama anticipating that. Keon Saab using his eyes. Not influenced at all by that first look. And jumping it. Played it outside in. Big pick from Keon Saab. That's another red zone takeaway for the Alabama defense. Pavia loves Stowers. I would too. But man, rest of the year, they're going to have to figure out. There it is. And Deontay's in pretty good shape. And then Saab was at the snap, literally with his body almost turned towards that side of the formation for Vanderbilt because he was looking it up. And he just jumps it. That's a nice catch. You know, you got the umpire right there and everything else. Huge takeaway for the Alabama defense. Now the Alabama offense with an opportunity, even if it's a field goal, to really kind of salt this game away. This is a 3rd and 5. You got Jam running the rail down here. This is mesh in the middle of the field originally. And Vandy's in pretty good shape because they're zoned up. So mesh isn't typically going to do as well with the two short crossers, Cuevas and Horton. And so now it's up to Ty to make a play. Never gives up on plays, man. Watch Horton kind of release right here. There it is. Ty just before he steps out of bounds. Backer has to respect Ty's legs, comes off, and Horton stays connected with his quarterback. That's a huge third down conversion for the Alabama offense there with now 8 minutes to go, a 2nd and 5 for Alabama. Clock just running. Ty going to give it to Jam Miller. This is where a good back makes one of his offensive linemen look better. Vandy's end up here against Caden Proctor with the old swim move. But in doing so, he kind of pushes himself inside, and then from there, Jam's able to set that up to the edge. Stays in bounds, finishes the run. Another first down for the Alabama offense. Worse things than what Caden Proctor did right there. You can just straight up whiff, whiff. So now you got a 3rd and 1. Yeah, it's a split backfield. One of your backs is a wide receiver. The other is your left tackle. Yeah, this is a formation you see every day, right? Olaisa Lennon is in there at left tackle for Caden Proctor because he's in refrigerator Perry mode right now. Little reverse pivot dive to your 360-pound fullback. Initially, you get kind of stuffed a little bit. What that sort of action with Bernard and Simpson helps to do, though, is at least keep these guys wide enough. Not that it may have mattered, but once, you know, Caden's able to sort of work his way left just a little bit, you don't have a couple extra guys hitting him. And by the time they do hit him, they got to hit him in a way in which he's able to fall forward for the first down. So the Caden Proctor experience continues for another week. Ultimately, it's another red zone field goal attempt for Connor Talti. And this is pretty much the ball game right here with the way this game was going and the struggles Pavia was having as a passer. This goes through your pretty good on getting home. And Talti does it. Got some laces there too. You know, laces can be overrated in terms of how detrimental they can be to a kick, but you don't want laces as a kicker if you're trying something from like 48, but from 30, it really doesn't matter. What you want is a clean inside panel of the football. You don't want the laces into the, you know, to where your inside panel is supposed to be. I know that's way too much kicker talk. 4th and 5 now for Vanderbilt. Alabama diamond it up. Simulated pressure. Bringing Saab, but it's still just a 4-man pass rush. Saab's in pretty good shape right there. you're getting some heat right into Diego's face there. That's going to force this throw that Zay Mincy is able to undercut and pick off. Second year safety for the Crimson Tide, dime safety. And then you get a little extracurriculars over there on the Vandy sideline. That's going to draw a flag. I still don't know. The white hat said the flag was on Kevontae Henry, or 14, which is Kevontae Henry. I didn't see Kevontae Henry on the field for Alabama, which it wouldn't surprise me. Alabama plays so many people, I had to actually kind of check. I don't know if it was Zay earlier that got the call or what. But you lose possession, but you also get the 15-yarder that kind of, you know, works in your favor, even though Vanderbilt still has the football. 2:11 left in the game. It's a 3rd and 4. This is the 3-3-5 for Alabama. Pavia, most comfortable moving to his right. You know, this is the kind of throw you're going to give him to Stowers in this situation. 2 minutes to go in the game. If they want to throw underneath, and even with the 2 minute stoppage, and you're up 9, you're okay with that. Now Pavia with a reverse pivot. Pierre takes an inside move. Watch Justin Jefferson close this thing up. I mean, this is boom. What a close from Justin Jefferson. 14 tackles for the inside linebacker. I'm surprised Pavia didn't put it on the ground there. Dude's pretty strong, but that's the type of play that a lot of times leads to another takeaway. Pavia from the gun now, desperation mode, totally uncomfortable in this situation. What about Pierre with a spin move up top? Now he's going to close here. Force Pavia up. Make him make a throw on the move. Pavia's eyes and the type of throw he was being asked to make there. That's where you saw the real difference throwing the football Saturday was between Simpson and Pavia. I love Diego Pavia, but he can't zip it like Ty. This is a tough throw for him. And because he has to kind of load up to make this throw, his eyes in the process take Xavien Brown right to the football. Near interception for the sophomore corner. Good stuff from Xavien Brown in coverage on Saturday. Now you got a 4th and 21. Just trying to keep it in front at this point. Alabama using those inside linebackers again in pass rush situations. This time it's Deontay. James Smith on the inside there. Jordan Renaud coming off the edge. Pavia going to go to his guy, Stowers. Nope. And Eli Stowers wasn't going to beat you Saturday. Might have been somebody else, but it wasn't going to be Eli Stowers. Kind of sums it up there for the Crimson Tide now. 3 seconds left, 30-14 after Jam Miller gashes. Yeah, late those 10 and a half or 11. You liked that run, didn't you? You liked that Jam Miller touchdown late. I liked it because it was an exclamation point to a really good day for a guy who's overcome some stuff already this season and Jam Miller, and also does the things that people don't talk about enough really, really well. So Pavia, yeah, I mean, you just tackle here and the game's over. And kind of appropriate that it's Justin Jefferson too, right? After the game he had. But there you go. Alabama 30, Vanderbilt 14. This has been Second Watch right here on Ryer on YouTube. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on a Sunday. We really appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed to Ryer on YouTube, we would appreciate it if you would do that now. Bang that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops right here on Ryer on YouTube. And if you would give us a thumbs up, we would appreciate that as well. Coming up on Sunday night, Talking Tide with my buddy Chase Goodbread. We'll talk Alabama Vanderbilt, Alabama Crimson Tide football right here on Ryer on YouTube. Sunday night live with Chase, and look forward to catching up with you again then. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and until next time, so long, everybody.